It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Christine Hostler. There's litter everywhere, and that's why more than 40 Loyalist College students and staff put gloves to garbage this morning for the campus cleanup event. Former student Yulana Oryk and her three little girls patrolled the parking lot, picking up gum and cigarette butts. Oryk says keeping the campus clean is important because it's a first impression.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a lemon blueberry slim sensation muffin and a small premium roast coffee, all only $1.39 plus tax, every day. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
The event is an initiative sponsored by the Sustainability Committee and the Respectful College Committee. Two local men were arrested early this morning after a scuffle with police. An officer tried to arrest one man for public intoxication after a grocery cart was thrown in front of his police cruiser. The man resisted arrest and smashed the officer's portable radio when the officer tried to call for backup. Another man joined the fray and assaulted the officer. The officer is believed to have tasered the first man, and the situation was brought under control when other officers arrived. One man will appear in Belleville Court later today, and the other on May 5th. Police say alcohol is believed to have been a factor in a crash that closed County Road 26 until shortly after 6 a.m. this morning. Two people were seriously injured in the single vehicle accident just north of Brighton. Provincial police in Northumberland say a pickup truck driving southbound on County Road 26 went through a stop sign near Spring Valley late Thursday night. They say the truck hit a large metal garbage bin and crashed down a small hill. A 31-year-old Campbellford man who was driving and a 33-year-old woman passenger from Oshawa were taken to Trenton Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The woman was transferred overnight to Kingston General. Runners, tighten your laces. Quinte West is introducing a 5-kilometer route to its May 1st half marathon. The new route begins in Centennial Park, stretching to the scenic waterfront trail and marina. 250 people participated in last year's inaugural event, raising over $17,000 for the Trenton Memorial Hospital Foundation. Coburg's Horizon Plastics International is expanding its horizons by creating up to 350 new jobs by 2014. Minister Glenn Murray and MPP Lou Rinaldi made the announcement this morning. With government assistance, the Horizon Plastics is developing a new technology designed to cut in half the amount of raw material used to produce plastic. The new product is expected to need less energy, oil, gas, and water, making it a stronger and lighter product. Quinte Healthcare is the first hospital in Canada to get a new nuclear cardiology camera. The camera is mostly used to help identify people who have coronary disease or people at risk for heart attacks. The $500,000 D-SPEC camera reduces radiation exposure and gives better pictures at the same time. It's also 8 times faster than the version that was being used, as well as bigger and usable on people over 500 pounds. The QHC estimates they will do about 2,000 scans a year. Canada's economy last month shed 1,500 jobs for the first time since last September. But as Jerry Smith of the Canadian Press reports, that's not as bad as it might seem.
While the report is somewhat of a disappointment, the underlying details are stronger. The 1,500 figure is considered statistically irrelevant by economists. They say March was a case of part-time jobs being switched for full-time work rather than the overall movement. Full-time employment rose sharply by 90,600, totally offset by a 92,100 decline in part-time employees.
The March jobless rate slipped from 7.8% to 7.7% due to the fact that fewer Canadians were looking for work. Michael Ignatieff is promising territories and provinces that a Liberal government would maintain health care funding at 6%. The provincial and federal governments will be negotiating a new health care accord in 2014. On the campaign trail in Hamilton today, Ignatieff promised to keep up the $2 billion in annual funding. Ignatieff says when they sit down with the provinces to establish secure long-term funding, they'll work towards solving other health problems.
Our priorities in government will be to improve home care services and find a way for Canadians to make sure that we get a prescription drug policy for Canada which gets these costs under control. This is the key unmet health care need of our time, and we have to solve this problem.
In an open letter to Canadians, Ignatieff says Harper needs to explain his views on the future of Medicare. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has released his party's election platform called Here for Canada. The plan focuses on 5 priorities, including job creation, supporting families, eliminating the deficit, getting tough on crime, and investing in the North. Harper told a noisy crowd in Mississauga that his government also plans to cut the deficit even sooner.
We're making clear we will reduce the cost of government through finding efficiencies through a thorough strategic and operating expense review. This will allow us to eliminate the deficit in 2014, a full year ahead of schedule.
Much of the conservative platform reflects initiatives from the failed March budget. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has fired up a new electric barrier to prevent Asian carp and other fish from migrating between the Great Lakes and Mississippi River watersheds. The $19 million barrier near Chicago emits 15 electrical pulses per second to repel fish and shock those that venture too close. The device is meant to keep huge Asian carp from invading the Great Lakes and starving out native fish. That's 91X News to 1206. Leah Vandenberg has sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Leah Vandenberg with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes are at home tonight and looking to secure their third win over Oakville. The team will travel to Oakville on Sunday for Game 4 in the OJHL Buckland Cup Series. In Augusta, Y.E. Yang is 7-under through 9, tied with K.J. Choi, who is 7-under through 4 today. Rory McIlroy shot 7-under yesterday and has yet to tee off for the second round. Defending champion Phil Mickelson is hoping to hit the ball a little straighter after scrambling for a 70 in the first round. Mickelson is 1-under through 5 today. Mike Weir tees off just before 1, and he was 4-over after the first round. After shooting a 1-over yesterday, Tiger Woods will be back but on course shortly before 2. The jury in the Barry Bonds perjury trial will begin deliberating in California this morning. Baseball's all-time home run leader is charged with 3 counts of lying to a grand jury and a count of obstruction. Bonds denied that he knowingly took steroids and saying no one other than his doctors gave him an injection. If convicted, he could spend up to 21 months in jail. A Manchester City football player has been nominated for England's Player of the Year award. Striker Carlos Tevez is among 4 others nominated, but Manchester United player Dimitar Babatov has been overlooked. Tevez has made the short list of 7 in the Professional Footballers Association awards after scoring 19 league goals so far this season. The Memorial Motorcycle Ride for Detroit Red Wings player Bob Probert will take place on June 26th. It'll be led by Probert's former teammate, Chris Chelios. The inaugural Bob Probert Memorial Ride will begin at Detroit's Joe Louis Arena, cross into Windsor, and continue into southwestern Ontario. Funds raised will support the angioplasty program at Hotel de Grace Hospital in Windsor, where Probert was from. He died last summer from a heart attack. Canada heads into the playoffs of the Men's World Curling Championship on the heels of its first loss. Norway beat Jeff Stoughton's rink 7-6 to stave off elimination. Canada finished with a 10-1 record in the preliminary round. They take on Scotland in a Page playoff today. The Picton Pirates hope to recover from last night's loss to Alliston when they travel to Alliston on Sunday to take on the Hornets for Game 2 of the Schmalz Cup semifinals. And in NHL action, Minnesota hopes to recover from their loss in Vancouver last night as they visit Edmonton. And Edmonton is the only Canadian team in action tonight as 9 other games take place elsewhere. And in NBA action, the Raptors are playing Philadelphia. In MLB action, the Toronto Blue Jays will be seeing red on a former teammate named Vernon Wells. The Jays will be playing a 3-game series against the Angels, where Wells was traded to in the offseason. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Christine Hostler with 91x weather.
Today, fog clearing early this morning and a high of 11. Tonight, clear and a low of minus 3. Saturday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the evening and a high of 14. Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, low plus 4, high 15. Monday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers again, low of 14 and high 16. At 12:09, it's 4 degrees, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Christine Hostler with Leah Vandenberg. News is next at 1 o'clock.